Hello everyone, welcome back to Meet the Kotatsu. And on this episode, I want to talk about, well, we're actually finishing up the winter seasonal 2022 anime here. And there's been a lot of crazy news this week overall. This week has been so crazy. It's been one of the most craziest things I've ever seen in terms of like just action-packed weekly extravaganza. First off, let's dive real quick into like finishing up what we got for the 2022 winter anime here. So first off, of course, everyone's been really enjoying Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer. I'm not going to go too deep into it, probably talk about it more in depth once it fully finishes. In terms of Attack on Titan, I really thought they are planning to maybe finish out the season here and now, but it doesn't look like it's going to be finished yet, so I'm wondering if it's gonna be completed probably through a movie or maybe a part three. I don't get these part things now. Like I don't know why they're not just releasing it all at the same time, but they've been stretching it out for a long time, and I understand, like, there's a lot of animation, there's a lot of work into making like one episode of Attack on Titan, but it's been going for a while. Next thing on the list, of course, is like the biggest, the most hyped anime of the season in terms of like new anime is Sono Biscuito. It's been such a great anime throughout the season. There are, like, I do have some complaints with the anime overall, but I did really, really enjoy it. Like I'm really glad that, like, a lot of romance comedy animes nowadays are starting to really, really get a high up there. Like, I feel like we are getting away from the isekai genre, and we are seeing a lot more romance comedies nowadays. Sono Biscuito Doll overall is... It was one of the most fantastic, like one of the better animes I've seen in such a long, long time. In terms of like animation, like story progression is probably one thing I could say is its downfall, because in the first 8 episodes, it did drag on quite slow. And then near the end, the last 4 episodes, they went by really, like story-wise, they went by really quick. Like each episode had its own like cosplay, and there were not many new characters introduced. Like there was a total of 4 main characters, but really it was just the 2 main characters that got the majority, like which is understandable, having just a small cast of characters. I think that's what makes this anime so enjoyable, is because of the small cast of characters. But the thing about this anime that kind of irked me a little bit is that I understand it's a romance comedy anime, and the plot is mainly revolves around cosplay. But in terms of the cosplay, as a watcher, I lack that feeling that there wasn't any reaction to the cosplay. Like they got the photos, they posted it online, but as a person watching, I was like, where are they react? Like, I understand that this is like just geared towards romance comedy, but I really wanted to see some audience reaction, like maybe through like a friend or, like maybe through like Juju, where she is also a cosplayer. Like we got to see some of the reactions. Like probably the best reaction was when Juju's sister, I forgot her name, when she was cosplaying the male characters, and then when she showed up and the other two characters were like super excited about her cosplay. That's the kind of reaction I really wanted to see within this anime, but we didn't really get much of that. We got they lean very heavily towards like the romance side of this anime, which is, it's not a bad thing, not at all. This is like a fantastic romance anime. But I really wanted to see more of that reaction type scene. But overall, great anime. I'd give it like a 9.5. It's like a 100% recommendation. If anyone ever asked me, you know, for a good romance comedy anime, this is definitely high up there, like one of the better ones. Another romance comedy I really want to point out for this season, my gosh, if I could go and tell you to just watch one good romance comedy, I am so glad how the ending of Teasing Master Takagi-san season 3 came out. Oh my gosh, it really, like, I don't know how to describe it. It was one of the best endings I have ever seen to an anime. I don't know if this might be the final season for Takagi-san, and then they might go into, because in the manga there's like the two sides where they're where they are like the kids, and then where they grow up and then they have a kid. So this might be that stepping stone they wanted to go into that new series. So I'm fine either way. I'll find if they do another like a season 4 of Teasing Master Takagi-san, or if they want to do that stepping stone into that next like Naruto Shippuden type deal here. So I'm fine with that. But oh my gosh, one of the best anime season. The progression from season 1 all the way to season 3, you can definitely tell how more involved they are with each other. Because in season 1, it was just more like just joking around, having fun. There wasn't really a big romance type aspect to it. But in season 3, they cranked up the romance a lot, and then they came back. There wasn't that many that much comedy into it. So in terms of like just the romance comedy stuff, it really, like, in terms of just my opinion, I think it really did give Sono Bisco Doll its run for its money. The other two animes I really enjoyed this season was Tensai Oji, and then the second season of Genjutsu Shuji. Tensai Oji really did fall off in the second half. They really went more into the plotting and more into the I don't know, they went very theatrical near the end of the show, which is fine. I feel like you have to focus very hard on them, on the anime, and trying to figure out what was going on to understand what was happening, like, the majority of the time. Because most of the time when I was watching it, I was trying to figure out who was plotting against who, and they made it out to where it was supposed to be funny, like, oh, you know, this guy is the best, he's great at plotting stuff. But it did fall off for me near the end of the show. Like, I finished it, and I was still trying to figure out what was going on. Like, I really had no idea. With Genjutsu Shuji, I enjoyed this way more than I did Tensai Oji, especially in the second half. Because Genjutsu Shuji, in terms of like running a kingdom, it really does show like how much it takes to run a kingdom. Because you don't, like, when they were first airing Shield Hero, and you got like that first taste of like all these heroes were, you know, helping the town by killing all these monsters, and then the Shield Hero was just kind of following up behind them, trying to fix the type of errors that they didn't foresee in the future. Like, I think one of the episodes was that the Spear Hero killed a dragon, and, you know, he was awarded for killing the dragon, but he didn't know that after killing the dragon, I guess you have to remove the body, or you have to take the body of the dragon, or else the dragon will rot and it creates a miasma causing everyone to be sick. And that's when the Shield Hero steps in, you know, and clears that out and helps everyone feel better. That's the type of things you will see in Genjutsu Shuji season 2, especially like in terms of like learning how to be clean, talking about borders, talking about refugees. It's a lot to take in terms of like just like how awesome like the anime was, especially when they were talking about like just slavery and how he talked about how that they shouldn't abolish slavery altogether because it can cause a rift within like just the community. You have to do it slowly. And he was echoing like of course he was echoing the American pastime here with the war. So I understand that. That was really nice of him to take it slow, just not be very heavy-handed with all his laws, which is great. And the best part about it is that he understands that it's just not him that makes the country good. It's like the people he keeps around him. So overall, fantastic anime. In terms of rating, Tensai Oji, I give that like, I don't know, like a 7. It was great. Genjutsu Shuji, I give like an 8.5. Overall, fantastic pick for this season. Another anime I really want to talk about is at the very beginning of the season, I was talking a lot about Akebi-chan no Sailor Fuku, and I am so glad everyone really echoed my thoughts about it because it has a 76% like rating, which is actually pretty high for an anime. Like, I feel like anything higher than a 75% is quite good in terms of likability, and I'm glad that everyone really enjoyed this anime. It's a really good slice of life, feel good anime. I don't really want to get too much into it. It does get pretty deep into the story, but overall, it's just about like a bunch of girls going to school. There's not really much I can echo about this anime. Another one I really want to shout out, or maybe I wouldn't say shout out, is what was it called? I remember talking about it when we were first watching all these animes, and I immediately dropped it on the first episode because I said it was really bad. What was it? Okay, it was Kenja no Deshi wo Nanoru Keija. I said that I dropped it immediately on the first episode because there was a lot of red flags in me telling me that this wasn't going to be good anime. Like the bad 3D, like just pandering shots, nothing really to hook me. Like the story was dragging along. I didn't even know what was happening in the first episode. They didn't even tell you what the story was about until like the last 3 seconds or something like that. And I'm glad everyone echoed my opinion on this, because it only has a 54% like rating, which is quite low, especially in terms of like isekai. Like usually isekai animes have pretty high like rating, but this anime has a 54%, which is really low. I'm pretty glad about that. There are some other animes I watched, but I have not finished, so I don't really want to talk about them yet. But there has been some pretty decent, and I don't want to say pretty decent. There's not that many great animes this season. It was kind of lackluster. But we do have the spring 2022 season coming up, and oh my gosh, this season is like the most jam-packed season I have ever seen, ever. This is gonna be great. Like, what was it? I think it was like almost a year ago that we got like the most glorious season of anime we've ever seen. I don't remember what was all it. I think that was the season that with Odd Taxi, I think there was like maybe like six animes we were like definitely raving about, like six animes we were giving like 9+ scores to. But I feel like the spring 2022 anime coming up is going to be the most ridiculous season we're gonna get for 2022. Great lineups. I'm already seeing we're gonna get Shield Hero, we're gonna get Kaguya-sama, Spy X Family, and everyone's been really raving about this man. I read the manga for it a little bit, so I'm pretty excited about that already. And usually in terms of animes, I don't know. I usually go by like the art to see if I'm gonna like it or not. And just looking at the art, I'm like, there's so many of these that I want to watch that I can tell if I'm gonna like something or not just by the art. You know, like if it's gonna be just a quick filler or is it gonna be something good? And I think I've like 8 out of 10, like 80% of these new animes coming out, I'm like, I kind of want to watch all of them. They all look so good. So let me take a look. I'll go down quickly, do a quick list of stuff I really want to watch. Like, we're going to get the next season of Komi-san. That's going to be fantastic. Kawai Dake Janai, Shikimori-san. I kind of want to watch that. Day Live, that's the new season coming up. I think I dropped Day Live a long time ago. Kako no Linazuke. I want to watch that. Aharen-san, I want to watch that. Summertime Render, I want to watch that. I'm telling you guys, it's like the season of slice of life. Like a lot of great animes coming out that aren't in the isekai genre. Rikegakai no Ochita, I want to watch that. That's fantastic. Yusha, Yamemasu, I want to watch that too. It's a lot of great animes. There's the third season of Bookworms coming out. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be fantastic. There's so many great animes. I just can't. If I stood here and like I list, I probably list out like majority of every anime. Great to know that there's going to be a golfing anime next season as well. Can't wait for that. What's it called? Birdie Wing Golf Girl Story. Really want to know what this is about. Like, golf anime. Gonna be great. Of course, there's gonna be your handful of fillers. I don't actually see that many fillers for this season. There's probably a couple fillers, a couple quick animes based off of games, stuff like that. But overall, great, great lineup. Can't wait to see everything about that. And then quickly, want to talk about some news outside the anime sphere. Still kind of within the anime sphere. First thing I want to talk about is gaming news. So first off, I want to say that I am not a big fan of Harry Potter whatsoever, but I saw the gameplay for Hogwarts Legacy, and I was blown away. This, what a great looking game. When I first saw it, and I was like, wow, I think this is what a good iteration, what the Fable series should have been, because Fable really died out, and I really love the game Fable because of the story progressions, combat, action, everything. And I think that's what Hogwarts Legacy really like talked to me. Like it really, I don't know, expressed something. I really want to play Hogwarts Legacy. The only downside to Hogwarts Legacy was when I was watching it and I saw the wand combat, and I was like, this is kind of, I don't know, slow paced. When I think wizard combat, I think it's more fast paced, a bunch of spells being slung at each other really quickly or something like that. But it felt like almost like a professional duel type, like I cast a spell, it's your turn to cast a spell. It's very slow back and forth type thing, but everything else looked really good, like the exploration, the story, the hidden mysteries. I really want to play the game. Another big news in the gaming sphere is, this one has to do with gacha, is that Dragalia Lost is planning to maybe shut down. It gave out a notice to a lot of players that they were not going to bring out any new content within the upcoming year. I think next month maybe April or May, that they're probably going to shut down any new content, and that's probably telling you that they're probably going to shut down the game. And usually, we get gacha closing down monthly, it's not a new thing. But the thing that really makes it special is that Dragalia Lost is a Nintendo game. This is a gacha game made by Nintendo. So I thought, this is something really big, because Nintendo does have the resources. If they wanted to, they could transition the game into the Switch. I could see that happening, but they're pretty much just going to shut down all production of the game, no more content. And people have been really wondering where this really takes, gacha game, like the time investment, the money you put into the game, because this is something you don't expect to see from like a Nintendo game. You just don't see a gacha game just straight out closing down. So yeah, this is pretty big news. So I really do want to know where this is planning to go. Next news I want to talk about is the HoloLive Third Fest. They just had it previous week. It was a 2-day event, and it was fantastic. It was great. It was one of the best things that has happened. One of the big takeaways for Hollow Fest was the small Ame, the real small Ame. Oh my gosh, what a fantastic costume, and what a fantastic person they found to operate the costume, because they had the same energy as Ame. They did all the little pranks, they did the little hand gestures, the little dance. Oh, like, in terms of like all the costumes together, I think that one just really stood out to everyone just because of how active like Ame was. I think they had, of course, Miko Danye was there. They had the Subaru duck. They had, what else did they have? They had Ollie's, bear. They had, Sora's bear. Akimo was his name. Was that all? I think there was one more. Who else am I forgetting? I think that might be everybody, I guess, including Ame. Yeah, that costume was great. I think one of the better memes to come out of that was that they had like a picture where they're like the new best girl, and it was like the real small Ame next to her handler, and it was just like the handler being drawn really nicely, and everyone's like, oh yeah, the handler is like new best girl or something like that. It was pretty funny. Definitely look it up if you haven't seen it. Another thing that came out of the third fest was the 1-1 Gura statue, which is planning to be auctioned off. And the best part was that the statue was like put on like a pretty high pedestal, because of course, like, as everyone knows, Gura's model is quite small. And I think Gura even talked about it, how if the statue wasn't on a pedestal, and everyone would have a really hard time trying to take photos of it, which I thought was pretty funny. Another big thing is that Hollow Myth also did their 3D debut, I guess if you could call it. Not really a debut, since they pretty much just had to go straight into their performance, which was fantastic. Everyone did a great job. Best performance overall, probably was Kiara, because her, like, everyone always already knows Kiara likes to do a lot of her own choreography. and as the person with the shortest skirt, she had like the most like outrageous choreography, especially like she had like a bunch of high kicks in her choreography. And I thought when watching it, I was like, okay, Kiara, you need to set it out there. Another thing they announced was the Hollow Stars, the new generation of Hollow Stars, which is going to be called Uproar. I think they announced Uproar during the Hollow Fest, and then afterwards they announced it on Twitter and on Reddit. And then they got a lot of, I think, promotional posters put up all over Japan about that. Pretty interesting. I think they haven't debuted that yet. As of me doing this podcast, they probably will as of the time you're hearing the podcast. Another thing that just came out like out of nowhere was Hollow ID 3. They did the announcements, and then they did the debut probably within a week of each other, which didn't really give a lot of people a lot of time to hype up the event, but a lot of people came out to watch the debut streams. I think they probably got more hype than EN2, just because EN2 also had a really short buffer time in between the announcements and the debut. And then when I first heard about the Hollow Stars debut, I thought that was the English side, but this is not the English side. This is another generation of the Japanese side. So I was like, wow, they really, when they did the audition for the Hollow Stars English, in my mind, I was like, wow, they did the audition, and then they're planning to do the debut like probably within a month of each other. But no, this is definitely different, out of nowhere. I'm not really big into Hollow Stars, but I think a lot of people are really excited, just because, you know, it's been a while since Hollow Stars have gotten a lot of attention, so can't wait to see where this goes from. Another news I want to talk about is so everyone kind of already knows Binging with Babish, where it's the guy that makes food or whatever. And usually I don't really watch him that much, but I got a random recommendation out of nowhere for his video on YouTube. And it was for the 324 layer croissant from Yakitate Japan. We did a podcast on it. We talked about it. I was super excited to see it. And of course they did the 324 layer croissants. They burnt it and then they tried to, smash it with a spoon to remove the burnt exterior layers. And then they tried eating it. And of course, surprise, surprise to no one, it didn't taste very good. I think that recipe is pretty much within the realm of anime. Just something really quick I wanted to talk about. Another thing that's really, really exciting to me is Reddit is bringing back Our Place. If you don't know what Our Place is, I think it was 5 years ago that they did Our Place for April Fools, and they're bringing it back for this April Fools. Our Place is basically a huge canvas, a huge white canvas, and everyone within the community is able to put one color pixel on this canvas every 5 minutes, I believe. And basically, you build out like these huge pictures. Each community tries to build a picture, and you have small real estate. If you've never seen it before, I definitely go to YouTube and type in Reddit Our Place. You can see a time lapse of it. I think the event ran for, I think, roughly a week, or maybe even more than a week, if I can recall. And you can see a lot of stuff. I think, if I can recall correctly, there's just a bunch of stuff that happens. Like, I know that there was a group called The Void trying to turn everything black. And then there's like the opposite of The Void, where they're trying to turn everything white. There's Rainbow Road, Green Lattice, a bunch of communities banding together to make, logos of their favorite game, their favorite characters, a lot of stuff. So I can't wait to see Our Place. And then one final news I want to talk about real quickly is with, of course, the war in Ukraine. I don't want to get too deep into it. If I do, I'll talk about it for hours. The thing I want to talk about real quick is the Ukrainian ambassador. Man, what a savage. He is like the most savage person ever. He in one of his speeches to the Russian ambassador, he said, and quote, starting quote, he said, "Why has the Russian Federation decided to cosplay as a Nazi Third Reich?" End quote. The word cosplay is now in the United Nations lexicon of words, which I would have never thought would be a real thing, but here we are. Here we are now. We are at that moment. It's like, all I can say is this man is a savage. He is crazy. And I'm so glad everyone is uniting with Ukraine, really showing their support, really giving it their all, because I don't want to get too deep in it. Like I said, I'll talk about it for hours. But I'm really glad that we are all banding together. But in terms of anime, gaming, whatever news, I think that's pretty much it. I can't wait for next season. This season has been pretty good. There's, a couple good animes. Not too crazy of amount. But next season coming up, it's going to be crazy. That's pretty much it I want to talk about. I'll catch you guys later. Bye.